So, when it comes to hair loss, it's a natural function of the body. Many people considering getting a hair transplant are worried about their newly transplanted hair and existing hair falling out after the procedure. And it's understandable to have those concerns. Hair loss is a common problem that affects both men and women. Now, male pattern baldness is more common in men, while women typically experience thinning hair and a receding hairline. It's normal for healthy individuals to experience hair loss each day, with around 50 to 100 strands of hair falling out daily. But this number can increase significantly if a person's health is compromised. For example, stress, hormonal imbalances, vitamin and iron deficiencies, and circulation problems can all contribute to hair loss. And while genetics do play a role in hair loss, it's essential to understand the difference between average hair loss and the shedding of transplanted hairs. In men, the hair at the back of the head and the temples is the most resistant to hair loss and tends to retain its strength as they age. This is why, during a hair transplant, hair is usually taken from the back of the head or near the nape of the neck and transplanted to bald or thinning areas on the front of the head. The good news is if experienced hands perform the hair transplant procedure and with the correct technique, those transplanted hairs will continue to exist for a lifetime without shedding. So, while hair loss can be a frustrating and worrying issue, there are options for people looking to regain their confidence and feel better about their appearance. So, if you're considering a hair transplant, it's important to know that hair loss after the procedure is totally normal and expected. In fact, the surgery's natural side effects can cause some concern for patients. But don't worry, it's actually a temporary condition called shock loss. Shock loss is a medical term that refers to sudden hair loss that can occur after a hair transplant. Most patients experience this within the first 5 weeks after the procedure. But here's the thing, it's actually a normal part of the healing process. So, while it can be alarming, there's no need to worry. Basically, when hair follicles are transplanted to a new site, the body's defense mechanisms can activate against those foreign substances. This can cause the transplanted hair follicles to shed temporarily from the scalp. But the good news is that new, healthy hair will grow from those roots, achieving the desired results of the operation. So, while hair loss after a hair transplant is normal and expected, it's important to remember that it's a temporary condition that's just part of the healing process. And if you have any concerns or questions, be sure to talk to your doctor or hair transplant specialist. Have you ever wondered why existing hairs fall out after a hair transplant? One reason is shock hair loss, a natural and temporary side effect of the procedure. The body may respond to the trauma of the surgery as a stress reaction, causing hair follicles to shed temporarily from the scalp. Some other causes of shock hair loss include inadequate nutrient and oxygen supply to hair follicles, the natural process of hair follicle self-renewal following an injury during the procedure, the effects of medications used after hair transplantation, and hair loss due to irritation that may occur in the hair follicles as a result of the shampoos used after the operation. The amount of shock hair loss can vary depending on factors such as the hair transplantation technique, the number and quantity of implanted hair follicles, the thickness of the person's scalp, and the surgical technique and skills of the surgeon. The duration of shock hair loss varies from person to person, but usually resolves spontaneously within 2 to 3 weeks. It may take up to a year for the transplanted hair to reach its normal and final state, so it's essential to be patient and follow your doctor's care and medication recommendations. To protect your hair after a hair transplant, it's essential to take care of the scalp's healing and the hair follicle's healthy growth. You should move slowly and gently in the first few days without irritating the scalp, and use a pillow to prevent swelling that may occur after the operation. Keeping the transplanted area clean is essential for healthy hair growth, and you can use specially designed shampoos to clean the area as your doctor recommends. It's also beneficial to properly use the medications your doctor prescribes, such as painkillers and anti-inflammatory drugs, to relieve swelling and pain you may experience after the procedure. After a hair transplant, it's advisable not to do sports for at least 14 days. If you want to do sports, talk to your doctor to learn when to start. It's also recommended not to use gel, dye, or hair dryer after the operation. Additionally, maintaining a healthy diet, avoiding smoking and alcohol, and living a stress-free life can make it easier to achieve good results and shorten the recovery time. Feel free to contact Turkey Hair Academy at any time. We're always here to assist you with your hair-related needs.